Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, let's talk.
The Drive.
The best show in town.
On KFH.
We are wrapping up Metallica week here on the show. That's our music. This is Master of Puppets from Metallica. Heard a lot of drum beat guitar this week.
With Metallica, you're going to.
Rashad Washington joins us on the Twin Peaks Scenic Views Hotline. Formerly a standout athlete at Wichita Southeast, Kansas State, and then 4 years in the NFL with the New York Jets. Rashad, how's it going?
It's going pretty good. How about yourself?
Well, we're happy to have you on. We were talking about age a little bit ago when we started the show and how old I'm getting especially. And I was looking at your stuff this morning when we wrote the bio that we put up on Facebook. You're almost 40. You're 39 years old. How'd that happen?
It went by fast.
It really does, doesn't it?
Yeah, time went by real fast.
Well, take us back to your high school days at Southeast, and you were a real standout in two sports, basketball and football. I presume you played both growing up and probably wanted to play them as long as you could. We don't see as much of that, certainly, nowadays. Do you wish we did see more multi-sport athletes in high schools?
Yeah, of course. I mean, I think that, the more sports you play, I think that, automatically you become just, probably a little bit more athletically because you're doing different things in different sports.
Yeah.
Sometimes they transfer over a little bit, depending on the sport. So, I think that kids these days, they specialize in a lot of different things. So I think that once people take that out of it and just, let kids be kids and, be able to try different things as far as when they're coming up in age, that it'll translate regardless when they pick one or the other.
Yeah, don't you? I agree with you 100%. I think you need to play multiple sports. I tend to believe that kids can get burnt out in a sport if they start too young and just stick with one. All the way through. Would you agree with that?
Yeah. Yes. I mean, I think I've seen it a lot. I think I played with a few guys that, particularly just played basketball and that was all that they played. And, when it comes down to it, I mean, a lot of, everybody plays basketball. So, it's only going to be a select few to actually make it, I actually wish a lot more kids play baseball, especially around our area.
Yeah, we're trying to make that happen with League 42, so hopefully we'll see some of that pay off, and we already are, actually. Rashad Washington, yeah. Our guest. If you had specialized, chances are you would have specialized in basketball because I think that was your favorite sport growing up, and then potentially missed out on these football opportunities that came your way later.
Yeah, true. I mean, I also, like you said, it gives you, when you're playing multiple sports, it gives you the opportunity to be looked at by a variety of colleges, so you're not limited to yourself in that one sport. You might have, a couple schools that are looking at you are strictly playing basketball. Then you might have a few schools looking at strictly just playing football or baseball or whatever the other sport may be, so I think it gives you a variety of routes to go instead of just focusing on just one thing.
Well, when you were growing up, obviously we know you for basketball, football. Were there any other sports you played? What was your favorite sport to play, even though you might not have been as good at it or maybe even better at it than what you ended up being known for?
I think and early on, I think I was.
On the other side of that, which one is your favorite sport to play?
My favorite sport is actually basketball, to be honest. I was always like that from early on. I think that was just something that, you know, my dad loved going on. And I used to play basketball a lot with him growing up. So, you know, playing basketball with, you know, a bunch of older men, you know, especially his size during that time, you know, it was kind of like it was helpful for me, especially as I got older. You know, but I also enjoyed I enjoyed football just because my one of my older brothers played it. Corey Washington used to play at Wichita West, and I used to see him a lot growing up playing, and that was another thing that it was almost like second nature. It was like how could I not play this sport?
Rashad Washington is with us. He will be in Wichita August 15th at the 150 for 150 event at Coke Arena. We're thrilled that he's going to make that trip here from Fort Worth. This is a question I've been dying to ask you, and I've been really looking forward to your answer all day long, because at Southeast you played basketball for Carl Taylor, who I adore. Mm-hmm. I think he's one of the most fantastic coaches and men that I was ever around. And then at K-State you played football for Bill Snyder, and he's obviously a legendary coach and a very fine man as well. What did those coaches, Coach Taylor at Southeast and Coach Snyder at K-State, have in common, and maybe what were their differences? That's a good one, isn't it?
One thing you said had in common, correct?
Yeah, and then maybe a difference that they have.
One thing I could say is they were very about family. That's one thing that I could say about the both of them. I know that they deeply cared about their, you know, their wives and, you know, their kids, and because they always had them around. You know, that's one thing that you can say about a coach when he has his kids and his wife and they're around the team. And, you know, it's just like you would be any other function, like with your own family. So it always, that's one thing that I can say that they had in common. I think their difference was their approach. You know, Coach Taylor was a little bit, a little bit louder with his message, you know, especially when it was in the heat of battle, it was delivered a little bit different. You know, but the way that Coach Snyder approached it, it was, you know, it was a little bit more quieter, but it was more direct, and, you know what I'm saying, you also understood what he was trying to get you to understand.
Well, you know, obviously football, when you played and now with everything with the concussions and stuff, I mean, when you were playing, it really wasn't that relevant. Do you think that there's, in your opinion, somebody who's played at a high level, do you feel like the game's kind of lost a little bit of its luster because it just doesn't seem to be as tough? Guys have to hold back a little bit nowadays?
Yeah, I think that, you know, it's this. Guys are not being able to just play and react, because, you know, football is a reaction. So you're basically reacting on what the player in front of you is doing. So when you take that part out of it, you have to slow down to think about how I'm going to tackle this person. You know, it takes the fun out of it, kind of, you know what I'm saying? Especially when you see a lot of people getting, you know what I'm saying, fined and all that, and the game is slowing down and players are getting ejected and all this other stuff that goes in between the game that everybody don't want to see. You know, that's when it affects. But I understand, you know what I'm saying, what they're trying to do as far as the safety aspect of it, because, I mean, I feel like if it was still like it was back then, I mean, you wouldn't see a lot of players really playing. Like, Brady wouldn't be playing to this point now at 42 years old if the rules wouldn't have changed. So,
we're talking with Rashad Washington, formerly at Wichita Southeast, All-State in two sports, football and basketball, a tremendous safety in a career at Kansas State, and then parts of 4 years in the NFL. What was that experience like playing in the NFL for the Jets?
Oh, it was great, man. It was, you know, it was fun. You know, I loved everything about it. You know, I wouldn't trade it for the world. You know, it was also a learning experience because I also got to understand, you know, saying that business aspect of it all, you know, because at the end of the day, because that's what it comes down to, you know, when they're signing their, you know, saying 53-man roster. So, you know, it was when I was released at the end, it was tough. But in the grand scheme of things, I also understood why they did what they did. But, you know, I had fun. It was a blast.
What's one of your greatest memories from playing in the NFL? Could be on the field, off the field, whatever it is.
I would say the other than the number one, I would probably say the connections that I made with some of the, you know what I'm saying, people that, you know what I'm saying, that I got to meet as far as being out there, you know, because if I don't play there or if I don't go to the NFL, I don't have some of these relationships to meet some of these people, you know what I'm saying, that at the end of the day, I felt, you know, were genuine people, you know. So I think that, you know what I'm saying, that was one thing that I could say about it. And then, you know, another thing that I could probably say is, you know, I got the experience, you know, not a lot of people go to New York, you know what I'm saying, just the aspect of living up there and being able to, you know, kind of soak up that culture and just to being, I think it was a good experience for me also.
Rashad Washington with us. He'll be at the 150 for 150 event in August. Tell us and our listeners what you're doing now.
Right now, I'm kind of in between things. I was doing some arena indoor coaching, but now I'm taking a year off from coaching. My wife is expecting a baby girl in March, so
congratulations.
You know, I'm
going to
focus on that and, you know, spend a little time with, you know, my newborn. And, you know, maybe in 2021, I'll probably get back into coaching in arena football.
All right. And how long have you been in Texas, Rashad?
I've been living in Texas since 2015.
Okay. Well, we're looking forward to you coming up to Wichita in August. Are you looking forward to being at that event?
Oh, of course. You know, it's always good to come back home and, you know, see a bunch of my old friends and family and stuff. So I think this will be a good event for, you know, the city of Wichita.
Well, it's really fun catching up with a lot of the people that are going to be here, and it's been great to visit with you. Thanks for being on our show. We appreciate it.
Oh, no problem. Anytime, man. It was great talking to you guys.
All right. There goes Rashad Washington, formerly of Wichita Southeast, played for Carl Taylor and Bill Snyder. I was looking forward to that answer all day long. All right. We'll be back in a minute. Talk some high school basketball. Joanna Chadwick from Byte Magazine is our guest next. You're listening to The Drive on KFH.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.